Hello, everyone. How you doing today?
NFL Films video of you and your reaction right afterwards. How long did it take until you had words to describe what happened?
Yesterday, maybe Monday too. You know, it was a special moment. You know, big play by two big players, and it was amazing, and we're just happy to be able to be in the NFC Championship game, going to Philly, and getting ready to play these boys.
Everson, what do you see when you look at Nick Foles and what he kind of brings and the challenges he provides?
The biggest thing with Nick Foles is you gotta get around him, you gotta affect him, you gotta make him be a little hesitant in the pocket. With no pressure, he has a very good passer rating with being affected and getting hits. It comes down a lot, so we gotta affect him in different ways. But we gotta stop the run first and foremost to be able to get to him. Yeah, absolutely. This is what we've been working for. It started in training camp each and every year, and this year, we put it upon ourselves to say this is our destiny to make it this far. And, and we're here. That's what our D-line coach talked to us about all the time. This is our destiny, and, we got to capitalize the moment and go out there and do it together for one another, hold each other accountable, and just play ball, man. Football is really not that hard. It's the best team that take care of the ball, who doesn't turn over the ball, field position, time of possession, and all the good things.
Sending defense for a few years now. Was there a point where you said, "Wow, we've arrived, we're elite"? And was it this year?
Yeah, I think it takes a little while to gel together, some faster than others. But we've been got better over the years, and this year we really held ourselves to a higher standard. Doing things together, being accountable, holding each other accountable. I think guys study more in the playbook, get in the playbook more, and really honing in on his defense and knowing the ins and outs and the tendencies that the offense like to run. And that's what we've been doing the most. Listening to our coaches. They put us in the right positions, and just going out there and playing ball, doing it together, doing it for one goal, and that's to be here in this position right now, to be able to go to Philly and get a win. That's our goal.
Does this game feel like one of those where you got two great defenses, and who can get that? Who can force that one mistake? Is that kind of?
Yeah, I think it's going to come down. It's going to come down to the tail of two defenses. They have a good offense. They got a good running game, so we got to go and stop the running game, make them one dimensional, and we got to make Nick Foles win the game. That's our. We got to make him win the game, but we got to stop the running game, affect him, and give the ball back to our offense much as possible, so they can score points but it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be this is my first time being in this position, so I'm gonna go out there and give it all I got and to help my team win.
What did that near loss on Sunday do for you in terms of reminding you just how precious every second and every play is?
I don't want that feeling. I know each guy on this team gonna take it upon themselves not to have that feeling of just knowing for those 10 seconds like, man, this is going to be our last play together, and just seeing that, it always comes down to the wire, and, just you don't want that feeling. I remember that feeling, and I don't want that feeling. I want to be able to enjoy the moment and enjoy playing the game and enjoy doing it with my boys this Sunday, and, but we got to come out and play better than what we did.
What's your strategy with the grass field? It seems to be slippery, and then that the crowd.
The crowd is, they got some crazy fans, just like our fans. They're going to be loud. They're going to be, saying probably some harsh words. But, that really doesn't matter. How you quiet down the fans is by scoring points and, stopping the run and making it happen. But with the cleat situation, you just got to go out there, try cleats. Might have to wear 7 studs. And, you go out there, try to fill it out, wear 7 studs and see, can I help? They have three backs that they use a lot. They're very flat team. They run, but we just got to come out, strike, play in our gaps, hit our gaps. I'm counting on your guys that they're going to be in their gap, and just do it day in and day out, and don't stop to the very end. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a battle, and we're excited. He gets us lined up. Him and Bar, they get us lined up, call our protections and stuff like that. But he's running downhill, making a lot of plays. He's a smart player. He studies a lot. I think this game comes down to what team's gonna study the more, who knows their opponents the best, and who wins the game. You know.
You're a kind of hyper, excitable guy. Anything you have to do to kind of calm yourself in bigger games like this?
Oh, no, just play ball, man. Just play ball, be myself first and foremost. That's what everybody like, me be myself, me be that hyper guy, because I get everybody going, singing in the locker room, doing what I do. You know, people love that. You know, I sing in the shower too as well, but, you know, I'm just like, no, but people love that. They love when I bring my energy and they do. So I'm just going to bring my energy all this week and just come out and help my team win. You know, but that's, you know, it's going to come down to the tale of who stops the run, who puts the points on the board, who holds on to the ball and doesn't turn over, time of possession, and getting the job done.
Last couple for Everson.
What's it like trying to pivot from the high of the last couple of days to focusing on the task ahead? Because you kind of want to hang on to that. It's been so much fun the last few days. It's important for you to kind of put that behind you. Is that hard to kind of make that shift?
No, it's an NFC Championship game. No, this is what our focus is on right now, the Philadelphia Eagles. And being professionals, you got to be able to make that switch. And our switch is you got to focus on the Philadelphia Eagles and getting the job done. That's all. You can't live in that moment no more. This is the next big moment. You know, you never know what could happen. It could be another big play like that the next game. But, you know, you just got to live in the moment. The moment is now, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Last one for Everson. Could you tell when Zimmer came in as the head coach that something special was about to happen with this defense? He's been around so long. Was there something that he did that you say, wow, this is why?
Yeah, you know, he's Zimmer. You know, he's not gonna take no stuff. He's gonna make you be accountable. He's gonna make you become a smart football player. They're gonna make sure that, you know, he even bring in all the right coaches to help us with that. You know, I think most of all, we became a student of the game. That's how I grew so much, is becoming a student of the game. I think each player, you learn how to study the tape, you learn the tendencies, you learn the protections, you just learn how to play football better, and that's what he did. He brought in the studying part of the game and how to break down film, how to know the tendencies, know the percentages, and know where to be and stuff like that. So
thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Right up.